We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, my friends, to KMOX. At your service tonight. That's right, beautiful Tuesday evening if you like rain and drab conditions outside. But I'm sure somewhere in the heart of Mid-America, it's looking pretty good outside. But here, tonight, it is a little drab in the heart of Mid-America. Hey, folks, you know, I love it when old-time radio used to be, when we were at the old studios, you know, where we would have the announcer in one booth and we'd have the band in another booth and we'd have another singer in another booth and they were able to play this live constantly. Well, folks, I got to tell you, I got some great, great singers right here in studio, in the house with me tonight. And we're going to do a little Christmas thing and we'll get to it in just a few seconds. I'm going to have these guys take off here whenever you guys are ready. Mics are on. You guys are up.
It's a long way to Tipperary, it's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest girl I know. Goodbye, Piccadilly, farewell, Leicester Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, but my heart's right there.
It had been like a field day up till then. I enjoyed most everything, but my heart stood still. I suddenly realized that this was warfare. I may not return, you know. Everything had been most enjoyable up till that point, but now we were on our way. Dick Barron, 2nd London Mounted Brigade.
Nothing could have been more romantic than the passionate antidote of the sea. The river boat seemed to left a visible track on the calm water, which seemed to stretch right back to the shore. It's fair to remind us that we can never entirely be cut off from our dear land of our birth. Goodbye, good old England. Goodbye, Private W.T. Coyum, artist Whiteness.
Farewell, Leicester Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, but my heart's right there.
Wow. Bang. How about that, my friends? I got goosebumps sitting right here. Hope you do, too, as you're out there if you're driving, both hands on the wheel. Otherwise, we got the cast in here from All Is Calm. That's right. Performed right at Missouri Baptist University. And in studio with us, we have the theater director, assistant professor, and also director of theater for Missouri Baptist University, Casey Cox. She joins us here. Casey, your mic's on and you're ready to go.
Awesome. How are you doing? Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first of all, let's talk a little about the play last weekend. What a fantastic play this was. And these guys just sound so awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we elected to do this play about a year ago. We choose our seasons about a year in advance. And we knew we had a really strong crop of male singers coming up this year. And also, it's just a really important story. So All Is Calm, the Christmas Truce of 1914, is based off of the true story of men who laid down their arms during World War One on Christmas Eve and sang Christmas carols together in sort of an unspoken truce with one another.
Yeah, I think you guys did a really good job, and you heard a little speaking part in there as well. A lot of these guys, they actually were letters, I'm assuming, that they wrote back to their families, and that's how it was. And so there's all sorts of speaking parts. It just kind of narrates the whole thing as you go through the whole play.
Yeah. All of the dialogue that's spoken is directly from the real men who lived through the Christmas truce.
And so we have, what, 10 guys that have performed this over the weekend, playing different parts. I know some Germans, French, English, and it was just a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a great show. It had a great turnout. Like I said, I feel like this particular show is incredibly important, especially right now. We're seeing a lot of people kind of going at one another. And so we just talked a lot about how it's just such a meaningful, right, production that
sure.
that two sides during an actual war, right, could lay down weapons and see the humanity in one another.
I thought it was great when they talked about maybe this is it, maybe with both sides just refuse to fight, that, you know, we can just call a truce right there.
Yeah, because, and that was actually a quote from Winston Churchill.
Yeah, that was, it's just, I loved the dialogue, I loved everything about it. So let's talk a little about the program, the theater program at Missouri Baptist University. You guys excited now? You are getting a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree.
Yeah, we have a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Musical Theater that we're actually accepting applications for right now. And so that will start in the fall of 2023. So we're really excited about that. It's been a long time in the making.
So where, if folks want information about that, where can they go real quick? And then we'll hit it at the end, too.
So if you wanted more information about that, the best thing to do would be to email me directly. And my email is kasey.cox@mobap.edu.
All right. So what's coming up next for the theater department?
Next is The Crucible, which will open in February.
Okay. And this is a story of the Salem witch trials. Am I correct?
It is. We're really excited about it. It's an odd choice for a Valentine's Day production, but...
well, I don't know. I can think of some, you know... I won't go there. That's a whole other show.
Oh, definitely. But yeah, we're excited about it. We're actually going to take it out of Puritan times, and we're going to set it in the Satanic Panic era of the 90s.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. I have to ask you, because obviously I know nothing about theater... or singing or anything else. Now, I have, as Nick well knows, I have mad air guitar skills,
mm-hmm.
but that is about all the talent that I do have. So what goes into, I guess, manufacturing a production like this? I mean, where do you start? Obviously, I know it's tough. You have to, everybody learns their lines, but where do you start? How does that get going?
So especially in educational theater, where we typically start is what shows are going to be the best for our students, whether that's we know that they can pull off the parts, or we need to stretch certain students in a certain direction. So again, looking at All Is Calm, yes, it's a story that we want to tell right now, but we also knew that it was a great way to stretch our singers since all of the music was a cappella. And so that's one thing that we look at. We also look at who our audience is. Will this be a show that our audience will enjoy? And then once we've chosen the season, we have auditions. All of those look completely different just depending on the needs of the show. And then we start a process. Sometimes we did a Shakespeare in September, and the rehearsal process for that was only about 3 weeks long. For Mary Poppins that we did in November, that rehearsal process was more like 8 weeks. So it just depends on the needs of the show and where it all fits within the season. And then, of course, opening night comes on that Thursday night, and I get to turn it over to the actors and the stage managers, and I just get to sit back and enjoy all of their hard work.
Yeah, it's really nice to be able to see the videos and stuff that you guys post, and we're able to watch and listen to that. It's just, to me, it's unbelievable how things get rolling and how well they're doing in rehearsal already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I want to talk a little about, I'll bring you over here probably to my mic. So your husband is actually the musical director, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you go about getting these guys to sing like this?
Well, this show...
This is Dr. Jordan Cox as well. So.
This show was a unique process for us because we got to collaborate with our choral department, with the theater department. One of the things that we love about MBU is our students have the flexibility to be involved in the whole division. They don't have to just pick and choose. But in this show particularly, the majority of these singers were from our chamber singers ensemble. So we got to start a little bit early. They're used to singing together. And while a lot of a cappella singing was a little bit new to them, they still had some camaraderie already built before coming into the show. So that worked out really nicely. And really was a great process just to let all of our students come together between the two departments.
Yeah, it's a fantastic show. I don't know how you guys pull it off personally, but that's me. We got to do a little business real quick. Guys, you want to sing us out here? You got a song ready?
When this bloody war is over, no more soldiering for me. When I get my city clothes on, oh, how happy we shall be. People said when we enlisted, fame and medals we would win. But the fame is in the guard room, and the medals made of tin.
But in the traditions of Ireland and the Russians, it were due to leave the line when some bright Spartan divisional headquarters said, keep the men on the island national they come out on rest. Why was that? Well, it was to make the men hardy than your name. And this is when, November, well, the men didn't like this at all, so he stuck a note this up, and he said, no hot rations, no effing fight. Andrew Boy, Queens on Cameron Highlanders.
Grousing, grousing, grousing. Always bloody well grousing, grousing at the rations and grousing at the pay.
Dearest Martin, with a hey-ho, the wind and the rain, it raineth every day, except when it's snowing. Captain Harry Uxall, King's Royal Rifle Corps.
Raining, 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 always bloody well raining, raining all the morning and raining all the night.
The heavy rain has almost flooded the trenches, particularly in the neighborhood of Plagastad. The Germans are suffering as much as we are. The men in the trenches say the Saxons call across to them and say they have had enough of it. General Sir John French, British Expeditionary Force.
Folks, we're visiting with the cast from All Is Calm. We'll be back after these.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Local news and information direct to your smart speaker. Just say, play KMOX.
Nui creta, se laura solennale, o lama diutes cadijus canu. Pure fase, latas originelu, et osun per ore te le curu, le montantie tresae d'esperanza, la nuici la dona sovar, popla genu, ato deliveronse, Noel, Noel, voici le redopteur, Noel, Noel. La Redemptor.
Wow, outstanding. Folks, this is the KMOX at your service on a Tuesday night. 9:23 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. We're visiting with the cast of All Is Calm, which was just performed at Missouri Baptist University this past weekend. Gentlemen, I'm going to have you guys introduce yourself. Just step up one of the mics and you can state your name. If you want to state your favorite color, that's as well. That's good as well. But whatever you guys want to do, go ahead. All the mics are on.
My name is Bradley Bliven, and my favorite color is red.
All right.
Hi, I'm Nick Damon. My favorite color is also red.
My name is Peter Shaper. My favorite color is yellow.
My name is Cam Hume. My favorite color is blue.
My name is William Lonsby. My favorite color is purple.
My name is Evan Clawson, and my favorite color is Carolina blue.
Ooh.
My name is Gavin Young, and my favorite color is aqua blue.
My name is Michael Cox, and my favorite color is white.
My name is Greg Carr II, and my favorite color is purple.
My name is Jaden Klug, and I am also a purple man.
Very well, gentlemen. Outstanding voices. Also in the house with us, we are visiting with Jordan and Casey Cox, who are professors at the Fine Arts Department. And so let's tell us about talk a little about the Fine Arts Department. I mean, obviously singing and theater, but there's also other stuff that goes along with that.
Right. Well, within the theater department, we have several different degree programs available. We have a bachelor's in theater. We also have a speech theater education degree to teach secondary ed. We also have several minors. So we have a dance minor and a stage management minor available to students. And I will actually turn it over to Jordan to talk a little bit about the department at large.
Yeah, so the theater department is housed in our fine arts division. I like to tell people that we're the storytellers of campus. We're the creative loud bunch that likes to have a lot of fun. But in the division, we have music, worship, theater, dance, and communications. And so it's a fun group of students that often enjoy being creative and get to find their niche in that. And so within the division, like I said earlier, you know, we have the great opportunity of really collaborating across the department pretty well. And it's a fun place to be. It's a great place to study and get an education.
What a great theater as well. I mean, the theater is outstanding.
Yeah,
we are blessed.
There's no doubt. I want to talk a little about Mary Poppins that just went. I got to tell you, it just was amazing how Mary Poppins, flew, and also Bert as well, running up the walls. But I thought that was an added bonus. I think a lot of folks in the audience didn't really realize that was going to happen.
Yeah, I think it was a surprise to most of our audience members. Yeah, I was really pleased with the reception and I mean, just overwhelmed with the reception that Mary Poppins got. Sunday was our largest selling show in the history of the department.
Wow.
And altogether, that weekend was our highest selling production in the history of the department. It was a beautiful show. It was a hard show. They worked very hard. I have never worked so hard on a show in my life. But we had a really great team of professionals. And talking about flying, I'll give a shout out to On the Fly, who came out and did all of the rigging for us, came in about a week, made it possible for us to fly Mary out over the audience and walk Bert up the proscenium, which was very cool.
I thought it was really cool. It was definitely an added bonus. I know everybody in the audience, you could hear them go, they were all gasping as you know, Bert went up. I'm just going to go Bert since he's here, you know, running up the stage. And then, although I don't know how his hat stayed on.
I don't either. I actually wondered that from time to time, how his hat was staying on his head.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to talk a little about the, you guys do some great stuff for your upperclassmen and you take them to a trip to New York so they can actually start to get into the biz. So talk a little about that.
Yeah, one of the things that I am very proud of is that even though we're at a smaller size department, we really seek to give our students the same opportunities and more that a lot of larger state schools give their students. And so we do take a trip about every 2 years to go to New York City. We audition a group that's serious about going on to perform. And so they get to perform here in St. Louis, but then also we take the show up to New York City and they perform a showcase, hopefully for casting directors and agents. But even more than that, they get to meet with people in the industry through different workshops that we hold. So we have actually done a workshop with Judy Kuhn, who was the voice of Pocahontas in the Disney movie. And so we get to meet people through that, and then hopefully they'll make some connections and find some work once they graduate.
That's just, What a gift for the students. I mean, what a gift to be able to just get that foot inside the door, whether they're making their career choice after college.
Yeah, and one of the things that we are really passionate about within the theater department is making sure that they do find work when they leave. So what I tell students when I'm recruiting them, which sounds kind of counterintuitive, is if you want to be a star, that I cannot help you with. To a certain extent, you can train and train and train, and then it's almost just luck. There's a lot of people out
right
there
place,
that
right
want,
time.
Yes, absolutely, that want to perform. But if you want to work in the industry, that I can help you do. So in the time that I have been the director of the department, every single student that we have graduated has found work within 6 months within the theater industry.
Nice.
And so we are very proud of that. We're very proud of our students, and it's a testament to their hard work. And their willingness to even step off stage from time to time, right, and do some crew work and some design work, which is something that we expect from all of our students, regardless of whether they're majoring in a performance area or not.
All right. For students or somebody else that wants to be interested in, where can they go? How can they get a hold of you? Go ahead and give all the particulars again.
Yeah, you can get a hold of me through my email, which is kasey.cox@mobap.edu. We're also on Instagram and Facebook at MBU Theater. Or you can give us a call at 314-392-2111.
Jordan, you want to give yours as well?
Sure. So my email is Jordan, jordan.cox@mobap. And you can also always just visit our website, www.mobap.edu, and there's lots of places on there for you to just connect and find more information, and they can get you in touch with fine arts specifically if you're interested.
All right, so we got a Christmas concert coming up Friday.
Yeah.
Go ahead and plug that.
Exciting. Yeah, so Friday, December 9th at 7:30. It's a free concert, general admission. Today, in fact, happens to be St. Nicholas Day, if you didn't know. It's exciting. And so we happen to be performing Benjamin Britten's masterwork, St. Nicholas. And so we have guest soloist Dr. Chad Summers coming in to sing the solo. We've got a group from the Crescendo Youth Choirs that are going to be joining us, full orchestra, choir. Our band's going to be playing. Our ringers are going to play. It's just a wonderful time to get into the festive holiday mood.
All right. And Crucible's coming up when?
Crucible is coming up February 16th through the 20th. And they can get tickets at mbutheatertix.com.
All right. Well, Jordan and Casey, thanks so much for joining us here on the program. Fellas, you want to give us one more take us out here real quick? Go ahead.
Oh, Tannenbaum, oh, Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter. Oh, Tannenbaum, oh, Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter. Du grüßt nicht nur zur Sommerzeit, nein, auch im Winter, wenn es schneit. O Tannenbaum, o Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter.
Midnight. We arrive in single file, all quiet in line. The Germans opposite are singing. The Christmas carol is cut up by rifle fire. Poor little god of love born in this night. How could you have ever loved mankind? Maurice Laurentin, Commandant 6C Company.
Oh, Tannenbaum, oh, Tannenbaum, du kommst mir sehr gefallen. Oh, Tannenbaum, oh, Tannenbaum, du kannst mir sehr gefallen. Wie oft hat nie zur Weihnachtszeit ein Baum von dir mich auch erfreut. O Tannenbaum, o Tannenbaum, du kannst mir sehr gefallen.
Then the darkness, we march forward to the trenches like Father Christmas with parcels hanging from us. All is quiet. No shooting, just snow. We place a tiny Christmas tree in our dugout. The company commander, myself, the lieutenant, and the two orderlies. We place a second lighted tree on the parapet. Hugo Clem, of the 133rd Saxon Regiment.
Like the footlights of a theater, it was a beautiful moonlit night. Frost on the ground, white almost everywhere. There was a lot of commotion in the German trenches. Then there were those lights. I don't know what they were.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
Welcome back, my friends. 9:38 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. This is KMOX's At Your Service tonight, and we're going to bring in our next guest, Wes Edwards. He is the assistant director of the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame, and he's been kind enough to stay up late with us and join us here on the program. How are you, Wes?
I'm doing fine, Greg, and I'm pretty sure that Grinch song was a little hidden meaning there.
No, not that you know of. Not that you know of, Wes. I'll tell you off air. How's that? No.
Fair enough. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Wes, as well. So tell us about the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame. I guarantee you there's many people out there in playing the home game at KMOX that doesn't even know that St. Louis has a Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I can understand that. Believe it or not, the Hall of Fame is going into its 15th year. 2023 will be 15 years. It started kind of as a concept by the founder, Greg Marasek. And that name's probably familiar because he was a reporter, an author. He was a trailblazer for sports talk radio in St. Louis. And unfortunately, we lost Greg kind of in the middle of the pandemic. He didn't die from COVID, but he passed away right in the middle of it. So we're sorry that he's no longer with us, but we're still trying to carry the torch in his honor. So the Hall of Fame is designed to preserve the history of sports in St. Louis. We operate as a not-for-profit, so we're able to exist basically off sponsorships, ticket sales, advertisement, and donations.
And I'm sure there's many people that don't even know about the events that you guys have throughout the year.
Yeah, so we have a really solid team of volunteers. Some of the names you'll recognize, obviously Ron Jacober is a longstanding KMOX guy. He is on our leadership team. Tom Calhoun, who does PA for the Blues. Ed Wheatley, who's an author, does a lot of sports books. Johnny Rowland, who was a Mizzou and football Cardinal star. Myron Holtzman was a Globe Democrat sports editor. Steve Porter, longtime Illinois side reporter. So we've got a really good team of people. We do our very best to, honor the people that need to be honored.
Yeah, remember, there's only one G in Greg on that when you put that in, okay?
One G, so it's G-R-E?
Yeah, something like that. That's my new name.
We'll get the trophy ready to be inscribed. So we have an Illinois side and a St. Louis side induction every year. Typically, the Illinois is in late winter, early spring, and the St. Louis is in the fall. Last couple of years have thrown a curveball at everybody, obviously, but we're trying to get back on track in 2023 and stick with that format, one in Illinois and one in on the St. Louis side. There's a nomination form that's on our website. If somebody has somebody they want to nominate to go in, we review all the names of the people that are being considered. And obviously there's lots of names that you would recognize, right? Because St. Louis is a huge sports town, but there's other folks that may not be as recognizable. And we try to, keep it diverse in different sports, different accomplishments, maybe a coach, maybe an owner, if maybe a broadcaster like you, just try to keep open eyes as to who's really deserving of going into this Hall of Fame.
What kind what kind of criteria does it take to be nominated?
Well, I think it's kind of in the hands of the committee. We don't want it to be a kind of nominate by yourself, right? We don't want anybody to come in here. We want somebody to be nominated and then really look at their body of work. We'll have lots of athletes that have played and then coached. So that helps, having a long time, involvement in the sport. Obviously, some athletes are so recognizable that, everybody would understand why they were going in. So the criteria is pretty loose. It needs to just be a good story to tell. If people take a look at who's in the Hall of Fame, the most common question we get is, oh my gosh, I can't believe such and such isn't in the Hall of Fame, right? Well, I can tell you that we know all the big names, right? Because they're front and center. Mostly it's based on the availability of that person being there, because one of the criteria to going in is you need to be there in person to be honored. We don't want to do it just by putting somebody in and, shipping a plaque to them, by FedEx. We want them to be there to, tell their stories and have the people in the audience, really get to know them. Our events are not your typical stand up and give a speech type event. We do it as an interview. So let's say somebody is going in as a football player. So Howard Balzer, who's a longtime football guy, he may be the person to interview that person, or maybe it's a baseball player, and maybe it's Randy Carricker that will do the interview. It makes it more interesting, I think, and it certainly makes the recipient more comfortable because they don't have to put a speech together.
No, totally understand. Russ, I got to do a little bit of business. Can you hang with me a few more minutes?
Oh, sure. Thank you.
All right. Fantastic. We're going to have our cast of All Is Calm here take us out real quick to break. Gentlemen, whenever you're ready.
Do Used to walk Phil pale and to her left ear. Pray God send our master a happy new year. A happy new year. As e'er he did see, with a wassailing bowl, we'll drink unto thee.
And here's to our mare and to her right eye. God send our mistress a good Christmas pie. A good Christmas pie. As e'er she did see, with a wassailing bowl, we'll drink unto thee. Come, butler, come fill us a bowl of the best. We hope that your soul in heaven may rest. But if you do draw us a bowl of the small, then down shall go, butler, bowl and all.
Wassail, oh, wassail all over the town. Our toast, it is white, and our ale, it is brown. Our bowl, it is made from the white maple tree. With a wassailing bowl, we'll drink unto thee. Oh, wassail, oh, wassail all over the town. Our toast, it is white, and our ale is...
We gotta do a little bit of business, folks. We'll be right back. Stick around.
We go where you go. 1120 AM, 98.7 FM, KMOX.com.
Welcome back. KMOX is at your service. Greg Damon sitting in the big chair. Matt Pajeski kicking out the jams tonight here on At Your Service. Heading into our last segment, we are visiting with Wes Edwards. He's the assistant director of the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame. And again, Wes, thanks for hanging out with us here on a beautiful Tuesday night outside.
It's getting nicer, isn't it?
That's
the
right.
The rain has stopped. Or
I'm pretty happy about that. I don't want to be driving home in the rain.
All right.
I know how you are, being old as you are. I mean, it's probably pretty tough for you to see outside.
Most of the time.
Well, let's get back to the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame. I know you guys were in the Enterprise Center, but what happened from there?
So when the Blues did the big renovation for the All-Star game, we had some display cases that were in, and they needed those spots for points of purchase and displays and things like that. So right now we are basically a virtual Hall of Fame. We're in the kind of the minds and hearts of St. Louis right now. Certainly if a benefactor would like to step forward and talk to us about a brick and mortar building, that would be great. But right now we basically exist on social media, on website, and then through our events, obviously. So I encourage the listeners to check out some of our social media on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. One of the more interesting things that we have found about this Hall of Fame is we have a YouTube channel. So every time a person is inducted, as I mentioned earlier, there's an interview, right? And so we put those interviews up on a YouTube channel. And we've had over 1.5 million views of nice. Our videos on YouTube, which we're not exactly sure how that's blown, that number's blowing up, but we're happy that it is because it means people are interested. So the website is stlshof.com, which obviously stands for St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame.com. And on that website, you can find information about who is in the Hall of Fame, how you can nominate somebody to go into the Hall of Fame, event information. If you'd like to make a donation, as I mentioned earlier, we are not-for-profit, so we exist on the goodness of people's hearts in town. So I encourage folks to take a look at that. In 2023, we have three events scheduled. The first one is the Illinois induction, which is on Monday, February 20th, and that will be at Gateway Classic Cars, which is over in O'Fallon, Illinois. They got a really nice event space inside there. Plus, you get to look at cool cars. I know you like cars.
I've been there.
So, yeah, it's a pretty neat place. We try to make the tickets affordable. They're $90, and that comes with a dinner and then obviously the show and a program. We're going to do an event called Lunching with the Stars on Tuesday, March 14th at MAC. One of our leadership members is Ed Wheatley, who is an author, and he just wrote a book called St. Louis Sports Memories, and it's really cool about just all the different
sports that have come and gone through St. Louis, and there's a lot of really interesting reading in there. We're going to have a luncheon to kind of honor that book and the accomplishments that people had throughout the years. And then we'll definitely have a St. Louis Hall of Fame induction. It's going to be in September. We're still working out details of where and what date. Okay.
All right. So we got about 30 seconds left. For folks who want more information, where can they go, Wes?
Just to the website is the easiest. It's stlshof.com.
Wes Edwards, Assistant Director of St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us here tonight on this drab Tuesday night, my friend.
I appreciate it. Good to talk to you, Greg.
All right. Nice talking to you. Folks, we're just about out of time here on KMOX's At Your Service, but we're going to do one more song here. All right, gentlemen, whenever you're ready, it's all you.
Robert Bertie went away to do his bit the other day, with a smile on his lips and his left hand it pips on his shoulders, bright and gay. As the train moved out, he said, "Remember me to all the birds." Then he wagged his paw and went away to war, shouting out these pathetic words. Goodbye,
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 goodbye, goodbye. Wipe the tear, baby dear, from your eye. Though it's hard to part, I know how, I know I'll be tickled to death to go.
Don't cry,
don't cry,
don't sigh,
don't sigh. There's a silver lining in the sky. Bonsoir, old thing, cheerio, chin chin, nah, poo, toodaloo, goodbye.
All the villages and route routes welcome us and say farewell. Among them was an old aunt of mine, my aunt Eliza, who I was very pleased to see. When the time came, I threw my arms around her and said, "Goodbye, Aunt Eliza. This is her by my pals," and they all took up the cry.
Bye-bye, bye-bye, Aunt Eliza, bye-bye.
The old lady was laughing and crying. She never forgot that farewell. Private Tom MacDonald, 9th Battalion, Royal Sussex Regiment.
Don't cry,
don't sigh,
there's a silver lining in the sky. Bonsoir, old thing, cheerio, chin chin, na poo, toodaloo, goodbye.
Wow, fantastic. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming down tonight and providing us with some live entertainment. You guys did a great job at the show. Even better, I think, in the studio. That's what I'm saying. Great job. Casey and Jordan, again, thanks so much. For folks who want more information, go ahead and give out your particulars again. We got about a minute here, so got plenty of time.
Yeah, if you'd like more information about the theater program, you can email me directly at kasey.cox@mobap.edu. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at MBU Theater. And you can email Dr. Jordan Cox about any of our other programs in the Fine Arts Division at jordan.cox@mobap.edu.
And the Fine Arts, just give us all a whole rundown again.
Yeah, so in the Fine Arts Division, we have degrees in music, worship, theater, and dance, and several tracks in our communications area as well. So we're the storytellers of campus. So if you're a creative person and likes to tell a story, come join us at MOBAP.
All right. Well, fantastic. Thank you guys so much for coming down. A lot of fun here in studio. I always love it when we have a live entertainment. It brings back old-time radio. Hey, folks, that's going to about wrap up this edition of At Your Service on a Tuesday night here. Greg Damon hanging out with you. I hope you had fun. I hope you had fun with the live entertainment in-house tonight as well. We'll catch you on the next show. Stick around.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.